98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. President Biden at the White House commenting on the possibility Israeli military forces could close in on the largest hospital in Gaza.
And it's my hope and expectation that there will be less intrusive action relative to the hospital.
Israel says Hamas has placed command centers at those hospitals, hospital staff denying it. House Speaker Mike Johnson wants what he calls a laddered spending bill to keep the government from shutting down late Friday. It's a two-part deal where some spending runs out sooner than others. Senate Democratic and Republican leaders say they support it. Members of the Supreme Court agreeing to a code of conduct for the first time. It is about ethical standards, but it is voluntary with no enforcement. After his Trump business fraud trial testimony today, Donald Trump Jr. accused New York Attorney General Letitia James of going after and prosecuting political enemies. This is ABC News. Washington, D.C. today declaring public emergencies for opioid overdoses and youth violence. Mayor Muriel Bowser hoping the city can get help ending that crisis.
And while we understand that we're not going to arrest our way out of this violence, we also know that young people need to have consequences and boundaries. When young people are involved in violent crime, when they're 12, 13, 14, that means that those children need serious intervention.
A Jackson, Mississippi man's family wants a federal civil rights investigation. They're accusing police of covering up his death after a police cruiser struck and killed him. Dexter Wade's mother saying police buried him in a potter's field without notifying his family and before she reported him missing. Virgin Atlantic saying it will fly the first ever transatlantic flight powered entirely by sustainable biofuel. The Boeing Dreamliner will fly from London to New York later this month. Andy Field, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Diversity offices at the universities of Wisconsin remain a sticking point in talks on UW system funding. The UW system announced $32 million in new spending Republicans are demanding for key degree programs last week. System President Jay Rothman.
This is a critical juncture. Are we going to invest in our universities? Are we going to invest in the greatest talent magnet the state has and talent developer that the state has? Or are we not?
That's Rothman on Capital City Sunday on Channel 27 in Madison. Wisconsin's gun deer season starts Saturday. Wildlife officials remind hunters it's illegal to shoot from an all-terrain vehicle, even if it's parked. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says guns and bows on ATVs have to be unloaded. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, November 25th, it is Hometown Holiday in Glidden. Featuring things such as the Santa Run at the Jacobs Town Hall from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Barry Crafty Kids Corner and Fun Zone held at the Assembly of God Church from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's even a Meet with Santa from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. with free kids goodie bags until they are gone. Again, that is Saturday, November 25th in Glidden.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Basketball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Milwaukee Bucks and Chicago Bulls at Five Serve Forum. The Bucks are 5-4, the Bulls 4-6. Milwaukee coming off back-to-back losses on the road to the Pacers and the Magic over the weekend. Marquette's basketball team goes up a notch, now ranked 4th in the nation. They'll be on the road tomorrow night to take on number 23 ranked Illinois. College football head coach Luke Fickell upset with what he describes as a complete breakdown of the Badgers football team after losing to Northwestern at Camp Randall 24-10. The Wildcats continue their search for a new head coach, and one of the candidates they have in mind is former Badgers coach Paul Christ. Baseball, at a press conference in Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Cubs. Counsell says he didn't realize how upset Brewers fans would be.
I underestimated that reaction for sure. Miscalculation on my part for sure.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
Bury me in Georgia.
I die young.
I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
neighbor that came today. You're just another house at the airport ticket counter. You're just another fare at the beauty shop at the mall. Well, you're just another head of hair. Well, that's all right. That's okay.
Jesus.
One that's worth the wait even when she ain't on time. Find you a girl that loves her daddy. I'm talking about babies, makes her happy. Yeah, take it from me, that's the kind you need to find. You just can't have mine. No, you can't have mine.
Music rolling on just after the top of the hour. Here's Cody Johnson.
Largemouth fish in another town. You just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. You can always put a diamond on her hand till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. 'Cause a dream won't chase you back. You're gonna love somebody. Hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can. There's a box of greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65. Still waiting on you and your granddad to bring it back to life. You can always get around to fixing up that Pontiac. You can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. 'Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can't. So take that phone call from your mama. Just talk away, 'cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, 'cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, 'cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. 'Cause a dream
new toys inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame. I'll run down that list for you next.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOT.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
It's a hometown holiday on Small Business Saturday, November 25th in Glidden, Wisconsin. Join them for the craft fair, and you can meet with Santa from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. with free kids' goodie bags until they're gone. Saturday, November 25th. Celebrate Small Business Saturday in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 30. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 55 tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 38. Mainly sunny skies, calm and dry. Wednesday, clouds on the increase by Thursday. Low 50s. Wednesday, mid 50s by Thursday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 30 tonight. We should top off around 55 tomorrow. Lows level off around 38 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 38.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old Forerunner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye.
like you always said we would.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Shifting gears round that Jersey turnpike. Barney stopped me with his gun 10 minutes after midnight. Said, sir, you broke the limit in this rusty old truck. I don't know about that accent, son. Just where did you come from? I said, where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, south of Detroit City, pulled in this country kitchen. Try their brand of barbecue, the sign said finger licking. I paid the tab and the lady asked me how'd I like my biscuit. I'll be honest with you, ma'am, it ain't like mama fixed it. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch picking. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard. Chasing sun on 101 somewhere around Ventura. I lost a universal joint and I had to use my finger. This tall lady stopped and asked if I had plans for dinner. Said, no thanks, ma'am, back home we like the girls that sing soprano. Cause where I come from, it's cornbread and chicken. Where I come from, a lot of front porch sitting. Where I come from, trying to make a living and working hard to get to heaven.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, a Civic Media radio station.
Bucks basketball.
Spins down the baseline, hands it off to Giannis, lays it in with a foul.
This is the Vemo Bucks Radio Network.
Giannis gobbles up the rebound. He's got it down low. Trying to dribble out of trouble. He flushes it through. Oh, baby. That was with a facial.
Today, the Bucks take on the Chicago Bulls at the world-class Fiserv Forum.
A pair of defenders. Takes a Euro step down the lane. Lays it in with a foul.
Now, here's the radio host of the Bucks, Justin Garcia.
Bucks return home to Fiserv Forum tonight, and they have a Central Division showdown with their border rivals, the Chicago Bulls, here at Fiserv Forum this evening. Good evening, Bucks fans. I'm Justin Garcia, joined as always by the voice of the Bucks, Dave Kane, as we get you set for this matchup tonight. And Dave, we'll just start with the road trip the Bucks had. Obviously not what you had hoped for, and the Jay Crowder news, which we'll get to even more in detail coming up here, kind of adds to that. Not a great weekend that the Bucks had, but the silver lining, the good news for tonight is we are expected to see Damian Lillard back on the floor.
Yeah, that was the missing component for the Bucks each of those two games that they lost on the road, and you definitely miss him when he's not in there. We've said it many times, even though he's not hitting his shots the way he'd like to, he's finding ways to score and he's finding ways to impact the game. Notably, he's helping this team run the offense, and you don't have that extra point guard when Campaign's not out there. It's been Giannis, more or less, running the point in these last couple games. So, but, you know, the reality is, without Lillard the last two games, you've yet to see Chris Middleton play more than 21 minutes in a game. And even Giannis getting back to being his normal dominant self these last couple games, the Bucks are in that unusual spot where they're no longer really the bully when they step out onto the court. So, you know, after typically rolling the ball out and kind of expecting to push teams around, you got a Milwaukee team that's more often than not been playing from behind this season, even in the wins, squeaking by in those wins, being ultimately dominated in three of their four losses. So the question, you know, that this group has got to be thinking to themselves is, can we rediscover the swagger that we've seen? We've been spoiled watching this team over the last number of seasons when you just fully expect, not every game, but you have a pretty good sense you're going to be the more impressive team. That really hasn't played out, but you know, it's this same notion. We say it time and again. It's give me patience and give it to me right now, because that's what you're being asked to deal with right now. And whether it's a fan, as a coach, as a player, you want it to happen sooner rather than later, but it just has not to this point. So we'll see if they can get to that point where they try to figure out who they are and showcase an identity and develop that identity.
Yeah, and look, you don't want to look past an opponent, but the good news, at least on the surface, you would think, is on paper, this is a Bulls team offensively. When we talk about some of the things the Bucks are still sorting through defensively, it should play to their strengths. They don't play at a particularly high pace. They don't take a lot of threes. Now, we said that against about the Orlando Magic as well, and we saw what happened there.
Yeah, we've seen it a couple times. You also saw it against Pistons. Toronto, too, yeah. Another team that didn't really have a whole lot of offense going. But in some ways, no stretch really symbolizes kind of that shift I was just referencing more than this four-game stretch, because this is going to be the last of four games against teams that the Bucks have really dominated in recent years. I mean, you're talking 66-8. Against the Pistons, Pacers, Magic, and now the Bulls. And so far they've gone 1-2 through the first three games. This is, can you get a win tonight against another team that you have typically owned over the last five seasons? So, and again, it's a team coming off of a back-to-back. So you have a rest advantage as well tonight. You do have Damian Lillard. Now, the bad news you just mentioned, and this is bad news for the Bucks, but look, most of this has happened without significant injuries this season. All of this has happened without significant injuries. Now, you've been dealing with some little things. Lillard missing games, as we mentioned, and Millicent not playing full minutes, but nonetheless, it hasn't been an injury to the degree we found out with Jay Crowder going to miss the next 2 months now. So that impacts your depth and your ability to have a defender potentially for those